And here's the thing, my friend. When you add the pictures of the dent and the scratch, since you walked around it outside, and all of a sudden everybody caught amnesia when they walk back inside, and they're actually looking at the dent and the scratch right on the what I call the used car invoice, where you don't have to hide the retail and all the rest of it, right? Because it only shows what the insurance company has enabled you to allow them for the car. It kind of like emasculates the concept of the salesman jumping up and racing over to say whatever nonsensical bullshit that they tell you to weld the dealership into the trade. You follow me? So that's one piece. But here's what I've found. When the salesperson is actually involved in not asking for more money, but could be paid a commission. When you do push that vehicle, because he went out, took wonderful pictures, traded the car for what it was supposed to be traded for, and now you push it right to trade rev, and the car knocks off 2,500. Could you imagine the thrill that the salesman would get if he got a 10% commission on the difference? You'll never have to ask the salesperson to not to ask for more money again. You follow me?
Yeah, I do follow you, but I would never do that.
Okay,
I just,
that's fine.
I got certain targets and stuff to meet on in my job as well, and yeah, they make enough money on retail as it is. I wouldn't ever give
Got
any
it.
percentage of my wholesale. That's how I get paid bonuses and stuff like that. So their incentive is
Yep.
to retail that car to make the commission on the gross that's in that car, and then wholesale. I mean, that's kind of just the dealer's sort of hidden
So
gem.
they don't get exposed to how much that car brings on trade rev
No,
then.
they don't see it. They don't know about it. It's
Okay.
gone.
And it's not like whispered in the showroom what the
No,
car
no.
brought on. Okay.
No, it's no
That's
one knows
good.
for me. So when someone just says, "Where's that car?" I just say, "It's sold." And they say, "How much?" I said, "The car is sold, boys. Move on."
Right.
And that's sort of just the end of that conversation.
Yep.
And maybe, I mean, maybe I'm doing it wrong, maybe I'm doing it right.
I don't think you're doing it wrong. Listen, if it's working for you, brother, you're definitely doing it right.
Yeah, and I just find whenever someone, the person that's signing your checks, kind of tells you to lean one way and do something, you normally do it.
That's why you're the boss, pal, at
Yeah,
20 something
true.
years old. You know what I mean? If you were out thinking them, you're going to get out thunk outside the doorway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm a quick learner, and I take a passion in what I do. There's a reason I'm in the position I'm in at such a young age, is because I live and breathe this shit every single day. I mean, every day.
I understand it perfectly, son. I've been doing it since 1972,
Yes,
and the
sir.
tool that hopefully is doing you some good is basically all of the things that we've gleaned through our entire career packed into software to enable folks like yourself of a second or third generation behind to have, I would call it, the pedigree of
Sure.
what we've learned over, 30 million buy, sells, trades, and pricing, of course. You follow me? So there's a lot of nuance that, do you use the common problem thing at all?
I do. I use it not so much on, I mean, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, not so
Right.
much
Of
that
course, you
brand.
don't understand exactly.
And it's because I mean, anything that comes in with 200,000 kilometers on, common problems, I mean, that's a given. 9 out of 10 consumers coming in would
Right.
agree with you on that. Obviously, you have the big heads that don't get it, and they never have, they never will.
Right.
But I use it more on Ford and Dodge.
Right.
A lot of these,
Yep.
I mean, head gaskets in Subaru,
Yo,
and
yeah.
going back to Subaru, the only problems that I've come across is head gaskets. And it's nice to know that when I print off my consumer report, it says, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with your head gasket, but it is known, factual known, that head gaskets go around 120,000 kilometers in Subarus. You have
And
150.
friend, listen, actually listen to this. And the consumer knows it too because it already happened to them. You follow me?
Exactly.
Now, what that does for you, one of the main reasons why we like users like yourself to be able to refer to it, we didn't guess when we put that there. If I've sold, 300,000 Subarus, there's a strong high probability of 50% or more that that car has that particular
Yeah,
issue.
absolutely. It's all
What it
known.
really does is it helps the consumer understand that you're smart.